to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Jane Steinberg.
With Gene and Chris on the Paracast talking shop, Gene in recovery mode. I don't know how I'm going on here, but we're trying to cope with it. I mean, it's not like a serious illness, but, you know, you get these bugs, and they really bug you without going into details. Anyway, we're answering your questions. We were talking about interesting books. I think if you looked at the schedule of the Paracast for the last 5 or 6 years, and you'll see a lot of compelling books in there, they're definitely worth looking at. Like Dolan again with Bryce Sable, After Disclosure. What happens if we reveal that Earth is being visited by ET? Again, maybe we don't believe that's a possibility, but say it is. How is our society impacted? So that's a pretty fascinating book. A lot of really good books out there. The problem is here, which is always, always unfortunate, is that most of these books get limited distribution, even from a major publisher, limited publicity, and people don't hear about it. Like the UFO book from Leslie Kane, that's one of the rare books which had lots of co-authors, lots of people who wrote material for it. That gave you a scientific case for the reality of UFOs from military officers, really serious people. A number of people worked with Leslie to produce probably one of the more compelling mainstream cases for UFO reality. And as I said, it was a bestseller.
Yeah. Silent Invasion, The UFO Bigfoot Connection by Stan Gordon. Excellent book that is not well known. I recommend it highly. And Robert Hastings' book, UFOs and Nukes. I mean, talk about a major work that just is so meticulously researched and documented and sourced and referenced. A very, very good book. There's a number of them out there, and I'm hoping that my new book, Stalking the Herd, will be accounted among those important books that have come out recently. There is a bit of UFO stuff in there. It's almost impossible in the mutilation field to ignore that particular aspect of the mystery, which is only an aspect, I must stress. Vast majority of cases do not feature UFOs, contrary to what some other researchers might have you believe. But I think we are seeing some interesting new approaches to subject matter. I think we're seeing people starting to look at things from new and compelling ways. And I really applaud this particular direction, if it's real, that we're seeing with alternative views. Micah Hanks, his book, Magic, Myth, and the Molecule, and also the UFO's Singularity book, very interesting. His new book on the ghost rockets, I think, is important. We've never really seen a book on the mid-1940s wave in Sweden and Northern Europe of the ghost rockets. Another very good book. So there are some books out there. I'd suggest starting by going to the Paracast at forum.theparacast.com, the thread that says, "What are you reading?" There's a number of good titles that have been suggested by posters there, many of which I would recommend as well.
And remember, these books are not getting mainstream distribution, so you have to kind of look for them. They're not going to be always at your Barnes & Noble store. You have to search for them at Amazon, for example, or better, listen to the Paracast.
Yeah. Well, here's one from Viz V High Folk, who's a longtime poster at forum.theparacast.com.
He's a good guy. I like him.
He's just passed the 1,250 message hurdle. And he wants to know, what do you think of Rick Dyer's antics? I was going to go up to Flagstaff and see this thing, and I guess they canceled it just the day before when some very negative publicity came out of San Antonio and other places. I think, you know, you talk about frauds. He would be up there as a candidate based on his history with the gorilla suit and the pig entrails and the frozen freezer chest from a number of years back, and now he's going around with this supposed dead Bigfoot. That I think people like that should be, you know, outed as frauds if they are. I'm not saying they are, but if they are frauds, I think they should be outed, and I think be prosecuted. I think that they do way more harm than good. I think that people that knowingly promote fraudulent videos on the internet should be held accountable. I think it's a major problem. It's muddying up the field way more than it needs to be. It's already confusing and muddy enough without the interjection of known fraudulent material. I just have no patience for it.
Well, obviously, and fraudulent material is not something that you can go ahead and prosecute somebody for, really.
I know, but I think that at least maybe a public stocks, put them in stocks and supply tomatoes and other rotten fruit to throw at them, something to shame them into doing the right thing. Some people just have no morals, no scruples, and I have no time for that. I really don't. It really ticks me off, actually, if you want to know. I wanted to go up there and really dog the guy.
Woof, woof.
Yeah, woof, woof. Okay, here's one from myself. That's the avatar name. He joined April 5th, 2013. 61 messages posted, and he would like me to explain, after all the firsthand experiences I've had with the paranormal, what exactly I think is going on regarding mankind and reality. He says, I know that sounds complicated, but answer in any terms you'd like. We all know Chris has had firsthand experiences with the unexplained. He's also a meticulous, respected researcher, blah, blah, blah. And what is my bottom line? Well, I've said it many times. I think we need to exhaust all potential closed system answers before we jump off planet. Number one, eliminate all of the possible scenarios, if possible, that could be earthbound in some way, shape, or form. I kind of already answered this before, but I think mankind is headed down a slippery slope right now, and I think reality is becoming tenuous in many ways. I think we're, you know, if things keep going politically and socially the way they are, I think we're really headed for trouble. And I think the more dire things like water, food, quality of food, health, the more dire those things are, the less likely it is that people are going to give a hoot about anything other than just survival. And that does not bode well for subjects like we cover here on the Paracast. So we need to get our own house in order before we think that the benevolent space brothers are going to come and solve all our problems. And that's what I've always said. I will always say that and until I'm proven wrong. But that's kind of my bottom line. I think that there is aspects of reality that that ancient peoples possibly knew in terms of geomantic, telluric capabilities and knowledge of energy systems that you know, maybe Nikola Tesla kind of had a leg up on, for instance. I think there's a lot that academia and science is holding us back from learning because of the rigidity of the scientific and academic communities. That's a problem. I think we need more open-minded scientists willing to look at some of these more sensational, you know, aspects of reality-based research. And I think it's all a moot point, though, if we continue spreading our resources around the world here, you know, from America and dabbling in foreign affairs that we shouldn't be trying to circumvent or subvert. I think we need to get our own house in order. I think the political systems are really having problems in the Western world, especially. And if the 1% is not careful, the 99% are going to go nuts, and that does not bode well for anybody. So, you know, when you see the Department of Homeland Security getting millions and millions of rounds of hollow point ammunition and other things that are being blasted around on the internet and elsewhere, it's troubling. What do you think, Gene?
I think we can always come back and say, gee, isn't the world going to hell, and what are we going to do about it? But right now, I think our biggest problem would be the corporations who control everything. They control the news media. They control the government by dint of the fact that they donate to candidates, and the candidates cannot win elections without adhering to corporate interests. And that's not Republican and Democrat. It's both. We got more to say. With Gene and Chris talking shop, you're in
the Paracast.
Yeah. Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift Server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number 2, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime Hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix. Spelled TERRAGANIX.com or call toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So, corporate control is fascism.
No.
Okay. So we can say, for example, that Obama is the fascist, Marxist, communist, whatever you think of him. It doesn't matter. The point is here, isn't it strange how, except for a few minor things, the situation in Washington doesn't really change from year to year? I mean, we put Obama in there, he does a lot of things Bush would have done. Even this controversial Health Care Act was developed by the Republicans, the Heritage Foundation, back in 1989, And as I recall, they actually wanted to have George H.W. Bush introduce it, but then they had the first Iraq War. So it didn't happen. But think about that. So where's the difference? You know, they can say all sorts of things now. It doesn't work. The website was bad and all this nonsense. It's a Republican idea. And what is the difference anymore between Democrats and Republicans? Most of the claims of difference are probably exaggerated.
Yeah, I agree. Each one is a side of the same tarnished coin of the plutocracy.
So that's the problem, the biggest problem of all, is how do we deal with that? How do we prevent where that leads to?
Yeah.
I mean, what was that movie with? It was called Elysium.
Right. Yeah, that was just out this earlier this year with Matt Damon and Jodie Foster.
Matt Damon and Jodie Foster, Elysium. And what they did is they separated the so-called 1% rich class from everyone else, and they put them up in the sky in a floating or flying city, and left all the other people to fend for themselves. And you think that's not going to happen? We need E.T. If there's an E.T. out there, we sure as heck need him, or her, or it.
It is headed towards that extreme separation between the haves and the have-nots, or the haves and everybody else, I should say. I agree. Well, let's move on to more uplifting topics here. That's pretty much of a downer. Sorry about that, but we're going to move on. Here's one from OS Prime, Gene, who's been a member at forum.theparacast.com since June of 2013. And he asked a very interesting question. I don't really think there's an answer to it, but I'll pose it anyway. To both you guys, what do you think will finally satisfy the curiosity of those interested in the subjects of ufology, the paranormal, or even cryptozoology? I assume the confirmation from Uncle Sam is the obvious answer, which I disagree. But then, again, a lot of people interested in these subjects don't seem to believe the man. Isn't that the truth?
You know, you just raised an interesting point. Let me take it to a logical conclusion. Okay, we don't believe our government. We have no faith in the government. We don't believe the president. We don't believe the Democrats. We don't believe the Republican Party. Tomorrow, if Obama said, we're being visited by E.T., we don't know what their intentions are towards us. So far, they've not indicated any evidence of hostility. If he said that, I'd say if you did a Gallup poll that minute, a large portion of the people in this country and around the world would disbelieve him. They think he's lying. He's trying to do something to cover up the problems of Obamacare or the economy or something.
You can't win for losing scenarios. So I agree that, number one, I don't think disclosure by the government is ever going to happen in the way that Stephen Bassett and others would idealize it. I think that most of this type of material that needs to be disclosed to those folks is in the private sector, number one. So it's out of reach of the government, I think, in many ways, and it's plausible deniability. It's set up very, very craftily. Well, he goes on, OS Prime goes on and says, are we setting ourselves up just to continue, I guess, is what he's saying, for an eternal battle of truth? Is scientific evidence more than enough proof? If so, do we investigate those analyzing data? Maybe they worked for Bigelow at some time. Well, you know, again, it's a treadmill. It's three steps forward, two steps back. I think there will always be mysteries. I think we'll never get a full answer or have all the answers that would satisfy our curiosity. I think humans, by their very nature, need things to be curious about, whether it's who's going to win the football game next week or whether their neighbor's actually going to go out with that guy and marry him. I mean, we all are curious about how things are going to turn out. So it's just by our nature. We're just very curious animals. So I think that aspect of it will always be there. I think the more we know, the more questions we're going to have, and the less we're going to realize that we really, even though we're learning more and more, we realize that we know less and less. So it's always going to be that way. I don't think that'll ever change.
Do you consider then the UFO field to be a moving target? As we discover something, something renders that information inoperative, inaccurate, or takes us further somewhere, who knows?
Yeah, Yeah, I think in some cases, the sense of the word, yeah, but not always. He goes on a couple more tangents. What ever happened to the idea of getting a psychic to do some sort of reading on the show? I still want to do that. I have somebody in mind to do that. I think the time might be right, Gene, to get her on the show. What we'll do is we'll announce the actual time of the taping. We'll field some calls during the taping session, and we will record the results of those interactions. And she's more than willing to do it. She's very confident in her abilities. And I think it's a great idea. I think it'd be a very popular show. When are we doing another roundtable, Gene, with our listeners? We haven't done one of those in a while. That's something that we should also consider.
Well, next week we have Dr. Joseph Farrell booked.
Right.
The week after that, possibly we'll have you on to talk about stalking the herd. But maybe then we'll have a listener roundtable to question you.
Oh, that would be good.
That'd be fun?
Yeah, I'd do that. Yeah.
All right.
Here's a question from Team Sheep Squatch, who's a recent signer-upper.
I love these names.
Hashtag Team Sheep Squatch, with a rabid dog as an avatar with horns. Or is that some demon? I'm not sure. Oh, it's a Bigfoot. It looks mad. He wants to know if we want to have Art Bell on the show. I respect him more than most hosts. Love to hear what he's up to, his views on current issues. I'm not really interested in having Art Bell on the show myself. Maybe. I doubt he'd do it, but maybe he would. Sheep Squatch goes on to say he has a personal relationship with some of the more questionable figures in ufology and has always had an interesting viewpoint. Well, that's true. What do you think? Would you welcome Art Bell on the show as a guest?
Who?
Art Bell.
Who?
Moving right along. Okay, I have a question for Chris. This is another one from Team Sheep Squatch. You have made a couple of statements about the meat we consume and purchase from local stores. Aside from raising your own animals, what should we be eating?
You know what? That's a question we will have to take to our next segment. What should we be eating? Should we give up on McDonald's? Should we give up on that local steakhouse? What about Wendy's if you don't like McDonald's? What should we do after hearing about how they treat the animals they use to make our meat? I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't eat it all. With Gene and Chris, Talking Shop, you're in
the Paracast.
Nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
This is Kurt Sutton, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
Okay, Chris, in writing Stalking the Herd, you became an expert on the beef and cattle industry. So what do we do, man?
I don't know about being an expert. It's such a huge subject. I just barely licked the tip of the iceberg. I did buy quite a number of books and read them. Much to my horror, some of the information that that I uncovered, especially the sanitary conditions within the rendering plants and the feedlots where animals are unnaturally just stacked together by the tens of thousands and very unhealthy. Well, in answer to your question, this is my story. I really think you should try to eat local. If you live in a city, obviously that's going to be difficult. But if you live in the suburbs or out in the country, go to your local farmers markets. Find out who is local that raises and renders their own animals. Buy eggs from your neighbors if they have chickens. The Greeks called it consuming local mumia. Consuming foodstuffs that are produced within sight of your region. If you get up on the highest hill and look around, anything that you can see, any area there that has these types of foodstuffs would be the ideal. Obviously, if you live in an urban environment, this is problematic. But, you know, again, grain-fed, cage-free, grain-fed is bad. Grass-fed is better. You should, especially with beef, only eat animals that have been raised hopefully on the open range and on a natural diet of grass as opposed to grain. Grain is very bad for the cattle. You know, we pump 1,600-1,700 pounds of grain into the animals at the end of their lives before they're rendered just to get 400 pounds of weight on them. So with all that grain, we could be feeding the entire 2 billion people starving on the planet. Aside from raising your own animals, what should we be eating? Well, I think, you know, there are other ways to get protein. I really have cut down on my meat consumption. I still eat meat. I still love a good hamburger every now and then. But I don't eat processed meat. if at all humanly possible, I stay away from processed meat. Of course, I'll go to, you know, Subway once in a blue moon because it's convenient, but I really strongly urge people to stay away from any processed meat.
Or food. When you and I went to Subway that time, what did you have?
I don't remember. I probably had a the salami. It's the Italian.
Listen to this guy. Do what I say, not what I do. Understand, I had roasted chicken.
Yeah.
Now, I remember as a kid watching them slaughter chicken.
Yeah.
And if I thought about that for any period of time, I would never eat chicken either.
Yeah. Yeah, I love those chickens that KFC produces with four wings and four legs. Okay, another question on the same topic. Would you eat anything from the Pacific Ocean? And did the meltdown in Japan, you know, Fukushima, affect the fish we are eating? You know, I think the jury's still out on that. I have seen some disturbing results from testing of especially migratory fish, tuna and salmon. There is some indication that tuna is probably not the best thing to consider eating. I would equate it with like playing Russian roulette. All it takes is a hot particle, and you could have some problems down the road. We're seeing some very suspicious die-offs of starfish. We're seeing mutated bursts of animals. We're seeing skin lesions and other things that would indicate that there's something affecting sea life in the Pacific. A lot of cetaceans seem to be clustered around the West Coast right now, like they've been pushed to the east. That's another thing that you're not hearing much about in the media. I personally am not eating fish from the Pacific Ocean until I get my surplus Russian Geiger counter. I can't wait to get it and go into a sushi bar. I love sushi. It's my favorite food. I cannot eat it now, and I'm really bummed about it. The last sushi I ate was over a year ago, and I'm really bummed. I make my own sushi. But right now, to be really honest, I am really leery of eating fish in the Pacific Ocean.
I'm not a big seafood eater. I used to like tuna fish, canned tuna fish. I'd have tuna fish on a bagel with lettuce and tomato, for example. I haven't done that in a few years, and after listening to something like this, I'm not inclined to change. Let's get back to the questions.
Okay. Have you read Return to Life by Dr. Jim Tucker? I have not. This is from Poulterwurst, who's one of our posters at forum.theparacast.com, where you can ask questions of our guests and in today's show, your hosts. I have not read this book. I will look it up, though, for you and possibly give you an answer on the forums. He goes on to say, why do you think threads like the consciousness and the paranormal lead to such endless spiritual versus materialist worldview debates on the forum? Is there any chance people can arrive at common ground and advance a discussion, or are we just hopelessly entrenched with our respective worldviews?
These are forums. That's what you expect, unfortunately, or
yeah.
Fortunately. They go all over the place. These discussions go all over the place. They sometimes diverge from what you expect the discussion should cover. Sometimes they relate to, guess what, stuff that may not even be true. People hear some wacky rumor, or they post an exaggerated version of the wacky rumor. They start a thread, and people talk back and forth, and you've got a discussion going. But that's how it is. That's how forums are.
Yeah. And if you think for a minute that talking politics, religion, reality views, if you think for a second that you can convince somebody to change their mind about how they've made up their mind to your point of view, you're just spinning your wheels and you're on a treadmill. And, that particular thread that you mentioned, consciousness and the paranormal, I think it's approaching 1,000 posts on there. That's a biggie. I have just stayed away from it. I don't really think that, maybe there's somebody out there that's interested in what I have to say about these things. But until we can even come up with a way to define consciousness accurately, which I don't think we've done really, because how can you define something by using it to define itself.
You're talking in circles.
Well, it's very difficult to use the very thing that you're trying to define to define itself. So I think that's kind of a Zen cone in action. That's the sound of one hand slapping on that particular thread, and you're just gonna keep going around in endless loops on that. It's a Mobius strip that you can't get off or on. You just have to disengage, I think. Well, Poulterwurst goes on and says, could you imagine the holographic universe to be true? Absolutely. In fact, I think that's a very, very potentially fruitful model to further investigate. I think there is some sort of holographic quality to reality and to the universe. I think it's really, I think, an elegant potential answer. And he goes on to say, maybe our consciousness or whatever memories turn up in the cases that Dr. Tucker describes is information from a gigantic cosmic computer. Would that unify spiritual and materialist standpoints, or would one or both sides find that unacceptable? Well, like I said, until I particularly am more familiar with Dr. Tucker's work, I can't really give an answer. But, you know, it doesn't matter what you come up with. As Gene pointed out earlier, there's going to be a sizable percentage that's not going to believe it. In fact, the very fact that you've come up with it probably means that they're going to take the opposite view just to be contrary.
Just to spite you, folks.
Yeah. So, you know, you're never going to convince all the people all the time. It's just a virtual impossibility. And I think that it doesn't matter what subject, especially anything having to do with philosophy, religion, or politics, there's no one-size-fits-all answer. What works for one person may not necessarily work for the next guy. So,
or the same guy in the next day. You may decide that. This is also an argument that people make. Well, you said a year ago that you thought this, and now you're saying this. How could you contradict yourself? No, I changed my mind. With Gene and Chris talking shop, you're in
the Paracast.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
Hi, this is nuclear physicist lecturer Stanton Friedman. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
I can't believe we're almost at the end of this. We haven't really covered near all the questions out there or the comments.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, we've actually covered most of them.
Well, some things covered similar areas. There was a lot of discussion back and forth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's been some that we've already kind of covered. But here's one from Evad, who is a recent – well, he signed up September 2012, but he's only put out 13 messages. So,
and after this, there'll never be a 14th.
Well, I don't know. I think this was an experience that was so compelling, he had to speak up to possibly get some insight here. Have either of us ever heard anyone talk of this phenomenon that I had an experience with in Ohio near Toledo in the late 90s? It looked like a Roman candle firework that kept splitting off one ball of green light into three identical balls of light. Then two of the green balls of light would burn out and the third would split off into three green balls of light again. This happened roughly 8 to 10 times before I lost sight of it behind trees. Meanwhile, the person I was riding with in the car noticed three bright or large lights at the top of the tree line on the other side of the highway. As I turned to look, it rose above the tree line for maybe 2 seconds and shot straight up into the sky, leaving tracers in my eyes from the speed from which it flew. Personally, I think that the balls of lights were a distraction technique for some reason. I've been trying to find out if anyone could shed some light on this for me. Your thoughts? It reminds me in some sense of the word of several sighting reports from the San Luis Valley in the early 90s, 93, 94, where these objects that I've kind of dubbed cheap fireworks, they look like fireworks that fizzle out, would discharge other objects from them that would briefly illuminate and then fade away. But having three go and then two burn out and then a third one pop out three more and then two fall out and the third one pop out three more, that is a unique description that I have not heard of before. It almost sounds like possibly a jet fighter using some sort of anti-missile countermeasures of shooting out green flares, possibly. You know, I'm trying to look at any mundane explanations. That would be the closest mundane explanation I could come up with, some sort of countermeasures for missiles. Are there any Air Force bases near Toledo, Gene? I'm not sure. I wouldn't be surprised. Of course, there's Wright Pat, which is fairly nearby.
Yes, that's Dayton.
Yeah. So that would be my guess, is there could possibly have been some sort of training or some sort of aerial maneuvers by the Air Force, although normally they do that in zones called MOAs, military operations areas, like the one in southern Colorado, where we train most National Guard pilots. Other than that, I don't know what to say. The other object which you saw rising above this tree line and shooting straight up into the sky, I have seen that, and I have no idea what it was. It flew way faster than any missile, any sort of known projectile, and it left behind a trail that rapidly faded, but it flew off so quickly off into space that it disappeared. I mean, within less than 2 seconds. So I wouldn't know what else to say about that. Your thoughts on that, Gene?
Let's leave it there.
Okay. We have a question here from Wade Ridsdale, who got a copy of Stalking the Herd, the PDF, and he's interested in a STH, Stalking the Herd-centric show, with Mr. Perkins, who was my chief advisor and mentor for 20 years and helped me invaluable with his help in researching the book. He will be on the show. We're going to do a show with David. He has not been on the Paracast before. He has agreed. He does not normally do radio. So he has graciously agreed to come on the show. That might be a fun one. He's a very, very bright guy. Has a master's from Yale University and is one of the most brilliant creative thinkers that I know of in the field of paranormal investigation and research. So we're looking for possibly the second or third week in March to have David on. And Owlman, who has been a longtime member at forum.theparacast.com since late 2009, he asked if there are any plans to have some of the more controversial characters of ufology on the show, Gene. He's talking about a possible return from Greer, maybe Stryber, Dickie Hoagland. I'd love to hear this trio answer some of the hard questions. I feel that people like Greer have been given free rein to just run amok with his ego lately. I mean, his movie Sirius was just another look at me, I'm wonderful project, which did nothing, in capitals, to help the mystery of ufology.
The problem with that is, if you have these people on, assuming they'll come on, and Stryber has told us no, assuming they're going to come on, doesn't that advance their cause, give them more publicity? They figure, well, I'm smart enough, I could weather the hard questions. And if they're too hard, I could just say they were unfair. So I get the sympathy vote. Yeah. So I don't know. Hoagland, I might want to have on. We've had Stephen Greer on the show a couple of times. In the early days of the Paracast, I'm not inclined to put him on again because I think he expressed most of what he believes then. And we don't need to revisit that. Hoagland, we asked a couple of times and didn't get a positive response after first getting a positive response. I guess the reputation of the Paracast preceded us. Again, I'd be interested in talking with him. But, you know, if you want somebody who tells a good story, bring J.C. Johnson back.
Okay. Well, I actually agree with you. You legitimize their particular point of view by even having them on the show in the first place. You know, I really would like to ask some pointed questions of all those individuals, but you know, again, why have somebody on just to be adversarial? It to me, it's not even good entertainment. You know, I'd rather get somebody on that that really has possibly some insights to share and to maybe say a few things that make you scratch your head and go, wow, I never thought of it that way. That's the kind of guest I like.
Well, I don't mind controversial. If somebody has controversial beliefs and they're willing to support those beliefs, that's fine. But if someone just goes out on the limb way out there, I'm not going to do it. I remember back in the old days of the UFO field, George Adamski, the contactee. He was on the late Long John Nebel radio show. And you can tell when Long John had him on his TV show, there was a wink in John's eye. He knew this guy was telling a story. And that was fine. He knew it was entertainment. That was fine. The problem is here is that to many people, UFOs are reality shows. So instead of actually looking into a mystery, a genuine mystery, people are having strange experiences. We need to understand what's going on. Is it E.T.? Is it secret military weapons, interdimensional creatures, another race here? So many mysteries to cover, but when TV covers it, they use the reality show meme for all of this. And so we get nowhere, and we don't really learn about what's going to happen. I think we've just about come to the end of this, and we're about ready to do our goodbyes for the week.
Well, how that went fast.
Wow. And I didn't know if I could hang out because, as I said, I'm getting over a virus. Chris, you've got 30 seconds. Give us the pitch for your site and Stalking the Herd.
Yeah. The book was sent by the printer. It's arrived at the publishers. There's, I'm not sure how many copies. I think 2,500, 3,000, I believe, were in the first print run. So I'm expecting to have my books in a couple of days after you hear this broadcast. So that's really good news. I can't wait to get my hands on it. I'm wondering how many of these monsters are going to fit in a case. It's probably not going to be too many. But, yeah, if you want to know more about my work, go to OurStrangePlanet.com. I do have a special site set up for Stalking the Herd, which is my book that's going to be available next week, finally, in its printed form. If you want to get a PDF of it, you can go to OurStrangePlanet or StalkingTheHerd.com and order that. Okay, so that's it. It was fun, Gene. Thank you for having me on as your co-host.
All right, and you can check us out on Twitter. We are The Paracast. We are The Paracast on Twitter. You go to theparacast.com to check our site, all the episodes from 2006, and also participate in our wild, wacky Paracast community forums. And here we go. With Gene and Chris, we talked shop. And this week, once again, you were in
The Paracast.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Free Strike Eye.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Free Strike Eye ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.